Right at this moment in our universe, hope might feel like it's in short supply as people around the world struggle with COVID-19. But renowned scientist Dr. Jane Goodall wants to remind us that there is all to be found in nature and the environment in a new documentary called The Hope, which premieres later this week. In her first Australian interview about the film, Jane spoke with the science show's Robin Williams, who asked her about how the chimpanzees in Tanzania are faring with the COVID-19 virus.
Well, we're very worried about them because of the pandemic, and we're taking all the precautions we can. You know, we've reduced the staff. There's only one person at a time going to check on them, and that person has a mask and sanitized clothes and everything. So, you know, it's a very, very worrying time for our staff and the chimps. And baboons can be infected, and monkeys can be infected. And they go in and out of the park. So, you know, it's a very tense situation.
And what about the other chimps in Africa generally? How are their populations?
Well, they're still decreasing. We have our institute programs in 8 or 9 different countries now, doing roots and shoots and forest protection. And, of course, you know, the forests where the chimpanzees are. And there's bushmeat poaching, the live animal trade, people moving into the forest, taking their diseases with them. So the chimps are having a pretty tough time.
Given that and other things that we're thinking about, the fires that have been a few weeks ago in Australia and the problems with the Barrier Reef, you know, the 50% of the reef gone, and what's happening in the Amazon, and yet you still have hope. Tell us how.
Well, maybe it made a big difference that I lived through World War II and for the first time came face to face with human evil, with the Holocaust. And I still remember, I was, I think, 11 years old, 10, 11, seeing those first photographs of people looking like walking skeletons when the camps were liberated. And it, you know, fortunately, we had Winston Churchill, and I think, but for him, Europe would have all, including Britain, would have fallen under the Nazis. But, you know, his messages of encouragement helped us get through and win. And so I feel we've been through so many dark times in human history, and always we come through. And maybe this time, this pandemic is so much worse than the previous epidemics that have started in the same way, with viruses crossing over from animals into people. And it's because of us. I mean, we've brought it on ourselves, haven't we? We've been harming the environment. Animals have been crushed closer and closer together. Some of them have moved out and come into conflict with humans, cooperating and so on. And we've been selling them for food in the markets, eating them, using them as pets, and creating conditions for the spillover of viruses. So I'm hoping this time we will actually learn that we've got to start respecting the natural world, and that animals are sentient beings with feelings, just like us.
And all this is, of course, in your film released for Earth Day. What's it about?
Well, the film in general sort of is showing what has happened during my life, the things that I began that have grown, the impact that I and the Jane Goodall Institute and Roots and Shoots has actually made.
Tell me, in the film, I saw you dancing with Prince Harry. How'd you get on with him?
Well, he agreed to come and speak once a year. We've been gathering 30 young people, 18 to 24 years old, from different countries, Roots and Shoots leaders, and having them in Windsor Castle. It's an amazing event. And I asked Harry if he would come, and he agreed. This was not a planned thing. I was wondering if he remembered the chimp greeting that I showed him when we met for the first time. and this little dance happened. I think it surprised both of us.
Jane Goodall, a world-renowned scientist called Absolute Global Treasure, speaking with our very own Robin Williams, and you can hear that full interview on The Science Show here on RN on the 25th of April.